currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. Elected officials from King County and the cities of Kirkland and Bellevue, and representatives from Imagine Housing and Polygon Northwest, were on hand recently with golden shovels to kick off construction of the three-story parking garage at the South Kirkland Park and Ride. The park and ride is being transformed as a transit-oriented development, which includes a new mixed-use residential neighborhood and transit facility. The garage will expand the number of parking spaces by 250, providing for a total of 852. The project will provide 184 market rate and 58 affordable apartments and 7,000 square feet of retail space.
We are going to be able to get a number of units of affordable housing, and that's been a goal for Kirkland for a long time. As you know, it's very hard to develop affordable housing in a community that is as affluent as ours, and we want to make sure that Kirkland is the compassionate city and there's room for everyone.
The overall goal of the project is to provide many of the basic necessities the South Kirkland area needs, making this a more desirable and sought-after place to live for a wider spectrum of residents, according to King County Executive Dal Constantine.
Well, this serves so many of the policies that King County is pursuing. I mean, clearly, the need to have transit and people close together so that we reduce the burden of commuting, but also creating housing and affordable housing, economic diversity around transit centers.
Construction of the parking garage and market rate apartments is being performed by Polygon Northwest, with the affordable housing being constructed and owned by Imagine Housing. Architectural design was performed by Weber Thompson and SMR Architects. The project has the potential to transform the South Kirkland area, said Kirkland Council member Penny Sweet.
This little corner of Kirkland is going to be transformed into something truly beautiful. So as we move forward with a little bit of commercial space and with beautiful housing for people in an area where we've got the trail right behind us, we've got the new 520 will be complete by the time it all comes together. This is magical.
The park and ride will remain open during construction with a reduced number of parking stalls on site. However, additional off-site spaces at Northwest University will be made available for transit riders. For project information, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search South Kirkland Park and Ride. New ground was also broken recently during the YMCA's One Song, One Chance band competition finale held on October 27th at the Kirkland Teen Union Building, or K-Tub. 12 bands faced off on stage in front of a packed house, each gunning for the grand prize, a band development deal. The rock trio Fringe Shift took top honors and walked away with a prize package, including studio time to record an album, CDs, industry mentoring, and live concerts. The package also contains promotion and marketing tools and merchandise. But Fringe's Sawyer Thompson admits that placing first in this competition was no easy task.
We're a band that practices 5 days or more a week. We put a lot of time into it, and honestly, coming into it, I don't think we expected so many bands to be just so consistently tight, so talented at what they do. And it's really cool and really inspiring to see so many groups that are such a high caliber of musicianship, especially for their age.
Fringe's bassist Matt Jorgensen agreed.
It's really humbling too, because you think that after practicing 5 days a week, you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna come in, we're gonna be really good. And then you see bands like Fusion, they're just insanely good. And you're like, okay, you know, I'm kind of nervous now because
it's a good competition.
Yeah.
The competition was a battle of the bands, but this event was distinct in that it was not for profit. competing in One Song, One Chance was free for the bands, and attending the concert was free for friends and family members. The payoff of participating was priceless, according to Fringe drummer Gio Recchi.
It's an awesome event, and it's a great chance for bands like us to get free recording time and, you know, merch, and it helps us get going, you know, and discover ourselves as a musician.
Developing musicians is not the ultimate goal, though, to Emily Smith, the YMCA K-Tub director. She is more concerned with developing mature musicians who can act responsibly.
Teenage bands often have that stigma of being maybe less than professional, and our goal is to really help these guys succeed and learn that responsibility and professionalism so that they can take their talent, which they already have, and kind of go to that next level. So they're really life skills, and we're just using music as a vehicle to kind of work with youth.
To learn more about the YMCA K-Tub and other programs it offers, go to ktub.org. You can find tour dates and album information by following Friendshift on Twitter. The holidays are just around the corner, and here in Kirkland, that means special traditions on and off the water. On the water, Argosy Cruises will begin its annual Christmas Ship Festival on November 24th with visits to Kirkland's waterfront. Sailings include choirs singing on board and broadcast through a state-of-the-art speaker system. Santa will be on deck too. If you're not on the boat, the next best way to enjoy the festival is warming yourself by the bonfires happening at city parks. Saturday, December 1st at Marina Park, 6:30 p.m. Saturday, December 15th, Doris Cooper Houghton Beach Park, 5:30 p.m. Sunday, December 16th, Juanita Beach Park, 7 p.m. And Sunday, December 23rd, Waverly Beach Park, 4:55 p.m. Off the water, Kirkland residents and visitors will be treated to another annual tradition, the Holiday Tree Lighting Ceremony. Plan for a special evening in downtown on December 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. Start the festivities by visiting Merrill Gardens to see unique ways to decorate a gingerbread house. Dine at any restaurant that suits your cuisine needs, and then head to the outdoor space next to Hector's Restaurant at 1112 Lake Street South for the tree lighting at 6 p.m. For holiday event information, go to www.explorekirkland.com. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.